Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Clark from the Center for Weight Loss Success. And on this podcast of Weight Loss Surgery Success, we're going to talk a little bit about mapping your path to weight loss success. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. Again, this is Dr. Clark, and on this podcast, we're going to talk a little bit about mapping your path. Maps are very important. We can't get to our destination without them sometimes. We've all got GPS, and this is kind of the GPS of kind of getting to your weight loss. So mapping your path to weight loss success. Now, just a little overview here. You know, weight loss obviously is never easy, so planning and goal setting a very important part of this whole thing. You really need to have that vision, and I often refer to it as that postcard vision of where you want to be. And this is true really with any goal, anything we're trying to accomplish. Have that postcard vision, that vision of where you want to be, and then we need to be able to map out how we're going to get to that destination. So just like taking any trip, is that, okay, here's the endpoint where we want to be. How are we going to get there? And there are lots of different routes to getting there, whether we're taking the highway or whether we're taking the back roads in the scenic country. And there's often detours thrown in there. So we want to start mapping out all these little behavior changes that are going to keep you on track towards your goals. As we all know, this is what we want to do. We need to, the big thing, well, we want to lose weight. So I'm going to have to eat healthier and I have to be more active. All right, that's easy. Those concepts are very simple. But now, how are we actually going to get there? What are the specific goals that we want, and how are we going to map out through there? So you want to then, one, review your goals, and then continuously review those plans. And then remember, we're always here to help if you need, if you're struggling. You know, right? That's what we do here at the Center for Weight Loss Success. All right, so now kind of start figuring out this plan or this path. Okay, you do need to make sure you're doing this for the right reasons. Weight loss, and really any goal, should not be done for other people. You're doing this for yourself. Can't be doing it because my wife thinks I ought to do it. You can't be doing it because my doctor told me I should do it. It's like, no, this needs to be important to you. If it's not, you're not going to put your best effort into it. So the reasons really have to be important to you. And again, use very specific goals, what you want to accomplish. And then kind of, now we're going to start mapping this out. So we need to decide that, what are the behaviors? What will be the behaviors you'll need to do to reach those goals? Now, I've mentioned this before, but when we're talking about behavior change, and change is hard, but when we talk about behavior change, if it's going to stick, you need to be able to answer yes. You need to address these two questions. So these two questions you need to be able to say yes to. The first is, can I do it? Yes. Is it worth it? Yes. And again, it needs to be for you, not because it's worth it to Aunt Susie or your wife or Dr. Jones. Okay. You know, can I do it, and is it worth it? Because if you cannot answer yes to those two questions, the behavior change will only be temporary, if any change at all. And that doesn't matter whether we're talking about, gee, I want to get up, you know, 5 minutes earlier in order to, you know, soak my feet or whatever it is. It doesn't matter what behavior change we're talking about. If we're going to change behavior, can you do it? Is it worth it? And weight loss behaviors are often very difficult changes to make. All right. So keep that in mind. I've said that a number of times. Can I do it? Is it worth it? You need to be able to answer yes to those two questions. If you can't answer yes, it's not going to work very well. All right, now kind of figuring out the plan here. So the plan then is extremely important, and planning to do this is extremely important. Sometimes we need to remodel our environment, and especially with weight loss, if we kind of, you know, if we live in what looks like the, you know, the bakery, or if it looks like the cookie factory in our house or the chip factory in our house, it's sometimes difficult to kind of stick with the plan. So sometimes we need to remodel our environment. And I talk about this in kind of one of my Losing Weight USA episodes that I do every year. I would do weekly, but I do this certain topic every, and I refer to it as propinquity, which is a really fun word to say, but actually means kind of the things close to us, whether it be genetically close to us, socially close to us, or just environmentally close to us, how they affect our weight and how they affect our behavior. Because sometimes we need to model our behavior, remodel our environment, in order to get behavior change. It'll make it easier or harder, depending on what that is. A really good book, if you're looking for access to a couple, actually a couple good books, they're both by Brian Wansink, who's a PhD, I think, up at Cornell. But Brian Wansink has two books. One is, it's escaping me. The second book, which is he just put out, is Slim by Design. And Slim by Design is kind of a book that kind of walks you through how are we going to change our environment. And it goes through kind of the work environment, home environment, you know, restaurants we go to, how can we get those to change, kind of our school for our kids, those environment, changing our environment to actually make it easier to make these changes, because that's what we want to do. Because reality is we're creatures of habit, and we do things that are easier for us. So if we actually make it easier to do a healthy thing, we're more apt to do it and stick with it. That's Slim by Design. The author is Brian Wansink, W-A-N-S-I-S-I-N-K. So if you're looking for that, very good resource there. For whatever reason, I just drew a blank on that first. It'll probably come to me after we're all done here. So for every, I often tell people that for every bad habit we're trying to get rid of, we need to replace it with something. There'll be a void if we just say all of a sudden, well, I'm not going to eat the donut anymore. Okay, well, if we're not going to eat the donut, what are you going to do instead if you always have to walk by the donuts? So sometimes we need to change our environment. It's, it literally sometimes we have to quit driving by the donut shop in order to do that. But sometimes that's also easier said than done, because that's how we get to work. And it's not necessarily easier to change that. Now, you do have to kind of accept that there are some parts of our environment that we can't change, and therefore we need to work with that. Okay? Believing in yourself is key here, is that, yes, I can do that. Again, goes back, can I do it? Is it worth it? So believing in yourself is very key. And don't expect to be perfect. We're not perfect machines. You know, if it was, this would be easy. We'd just say, okay, we'd set ourselves up, we're gonna do this each day, and we'd be this machine that goes through this routine. It doesn't work that way. We're not gonna be perfect. We fall off the wagon, but just realize that we're gonna do the best we can. And that's all you can do, is do the best you can. Now, as we're working on this plan, we're going through this plan, we need to also track our progress. And for weight loss, that means you need to step on the scale. Okay, so you have to step on the scale. A lot of people would like, well, I'm going to, you know, see how my clothes fit me and, well, how I feel and things like that. I might pinch an inch, whatever it is. And stepping on the scale is the best monitor there. So step on the scale. Now, the best time to step on the scale is early in the morning. So what I encourage people to do is get up in the morning, you're getting ready to take a shower, step on the scale. And you're gonna do it, you're naked. That's your most accurate weight of the day. Typically, it's your best weight of the day. So if you don't, if you weigh yourself later in the day, typically you may find, hey, my weight's actually going up a little bit. Because as we go through our day, we typically do retain water. And that's a normal thing to happen. We typically have our best weight usually early in the morning. So I often encourage people, one, weigh yourself routinely. But number two is, if you didn't weigh yourself in the morning, don't bother. There's certainly no sense in weighing yourself multiple times through the day. That makes no sense at all. So, but weigh yourself routinely. I think getting in the habit of weighing almost daily is a good idea, certainly with our surgical patients, or if your weight tends to change very quickly, if you just say, well, I'm going to weigh myself once a week. Well, it's actually really easy to get way off track in a week's period of time. So weighing yourself routinely, whether it be every day, every other day, but just make that kind of part of your morning routine. Step on the scale. Don't skip breakfast. So for tracking our progress, you know, these are some simple things I really like people to work on. Don't skip breakfast. A good protein source for breakfast. So this is a good time to potentially use that protein shake. Get that 20 to 30 grams of protein in the morning. You want it to be a fairly low carbohydrate breakfast. Exercise. Exercise, obviously, a very important part of a weight loss plan, but really a health plan. And you should exercise at least four times a week. When we look at kind of the most common behaviors that successful weight loss people do, these are what they do. They weigh themselves routinely. They don't skip breakfast. They're exercising at least 4 days a week. And I encourage people to do some weight training. And they journal routinely. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean they journal every single day, but they typically are going to journal at least 3 to 4 days a month. If you're just getting started, I would encourage you to start journaling every day. Get in the habit of what you should be doing. And journal everything that crosses your lips, that's liquid and solid, as well as your activity. And then finally, kind of those really successful people also tend to get quality sleep. The most successful people generally, on average, get about 7 hours of quality sleep a night. So again, things you want to strive for. The most successful people do these things. Weigh themselves routinely. Don't skip breakfast. Exercise at least 4 days a week. Journal at least 3 to 4 days a month. And then get quality sleep. Again, we're not perfect. So because we're not perfect, we just have to realize occasionally we're going to fall off the wagon. We just have to get up and get back on track, get back on that horse, back on track, whatever you want to say. So in summary here, kind of mapping your weight loss journey requires as much mental effort as it does physical effort. But it's really important to do this and sit down and take the time to kind of map this out. Don't compare yourself to others. You're not Mrs. Jones, you're not your neighbor, you're not your best friend, you're not your mother, you're not your brother. So you are you. And so you need to compare yourself to you, and that's really it. Consistent hard work and repetition of this, you're going to work your way toward your goals. So you are going to get the accomplishment there. And again, if you're struggling, give us a yell here at the Center for Weight Loss Success. All right, now just some final tips for success as we kind of wind this podcast down. The tips for success: set achievable goals. Okay, that kind of makes sense. If you're going to say, I want to be the weight I was when I was 18, well, that may not really be feasible. So set achievable goals. Journal, again, the best tool we have to figure out problem areas. If we don't write it down, it makes it much harder to figure out where the problems are. Planning. You can't get around it. We all have this goal. We need to plan how to get there. But also make sure your plans are something you can live with. So they need to be plans that work for you, not for Aunt Susie or not for your boss or not for anybody else. Plans that work for you. So can you do it? Is it worth it? You need to answer yes to those two questions. Realize we can't make more time. We can't make more time, so we actually have to find the time. We have to find the time to do these things, and it's extremely important. Don't ignore this. But on the other side is don't dwell on your mistakes. Learn from them. Our mistakes are learning times. If we didn't make any mistakes, we'd never really learn very much. So mistakes are actually important because then we can learn from them, plan how to prevent them next time, and kind of what are we going to do next time instead when we stumble, and then move on. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening. If you think of questions, again, give us a yell here at the Center for Weight Loss Success. If you just want more information, you can get access to me by going to the Losing Weight USA site. That's www.losingweightusa.com. Sign up. You'll get the tips handout every week, as well as healthy recipes, and you get access to me, where I do a discussion on certain topics every week, and you get access to Ask Questions interactive webinar there. All right. Well, thank you all for listening. We'll touch base again at the next podcast. Stay tuned, and remember, it's your life. Make it a healthy one. Good night, everyone. Have a good day. Take care.